name is our Gugu from Gaga, coming from New York City. Question one, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. Is the relationship between an external God and ourselves a bad romance?
Yes, it can be, because that's what, you know, some people, if it ain't rough, some people say it's not fun. Yeah, some human creators like it rough. Love is a force field. Take it all, baby. Take it all. And if it ain't rough, then it ain't any fun. That's perfect. You go, Gaga. That's the way to play. Yeah.
And she goes on, there is much info on the internet about Lady Gaga being a tool of the Illuminati. Non-physical comment on whether this is so.
Well, they're trying to lay authority on a human creator who obviously has come into their individual power.
Mm.
Ask Lady Gaga. She'll tell you everything you want to know, and it won't require any authority.
Yeah.
That opens it up right there.
Okay, I just want to say the person asking this question is Gugu for Gaga, not Gugu from Gaga, Gugu for Gaga. And I just say that, James, in case they're stickler for how they're introduced.
Yes, yes, of course, yeah. Of course.
We love Gaga, too, so all is well.
Yeah. Well, the other question is Lady Gaga on her power? Obviously, you say she is. Why does non-physical often mention Gaga, Lady Gaga, that is?
Because it's yet another example of how someone that was a bad bar-hopping singer all of a sudden goes from zero to hero instantly.
Right, right, right.
Almost as an anomaly.
Mm-hmm. So how did she actually, was it YouTube that brought forth that?
It was a leak. It was a leak. She got offered third-rate stand in a little German concert, and there were a little byline or a little mistake that was not supposed to get leaked out under penalty of death. Don't leak it out, because that was the only byline that they had, was this catchy little tune called Bad Romance, and somebody accidentally slipped it, and before she got back home, she was superstar.